I don't know. Like, there's these times in your life where you get the chills down your spine because you think, am I in a dream? Like, I have to be in a dream. I've got a smoking hot, gorgeous wife. I've got an amazing on-air job. I'm sitting next to my idol, Craig Bowlerjack, the voice of the Utah Jazz. I'm sitting by another one of my idols and my boss that could squeeze me to death and have me fired and thrown into a gutter in the next 5 minutes, Jim Olsen. And I'm telling you, somebody's got to come over and pinch me.
Want me to pinch you?
Yeah, pinch me.
Yeah, what do you think, buddy? Are you awake?
A little harder.
A little harder?
I mean, get in on that meat. I'm telling you, I don't even know if I feel it. I'm living in a dream. Just getting to talk to you guys, smelling the smoke coming off the Traeger.
Smells great. Smells great.
That beautiful early fall, late summer breeze that's coming across, the sun on our face.
And a little football. I know you got a smile on your face for that.
Talking a little bit of Thursday night football last night. Young quarterbacks fighting it out. And here we are, college football coming up. Scotty G sweating hard over a Traeger. Look at our guy over there. Scotty's raising up the old baster.
When do we get to taste it?
Oh, it's coming. How far away are we from the actual competition starting? Okay. So Scotty is plating them up. All right, so as a couple of the judges, and we've got our other two judges here right behind us, as a couple of judges, I want you guys to understand that the display, the plating, the flavoring, we got to take everything into consideration.
Presentation. Plating is the presentation.
Yep, plating is the presentation. Okay. Bowler, have you? Yeah, I'm sure you've judged some food competitions.
I have, yeah. Some barbecues. It's been a few years, but this is special that 1280 The Zone came out here and is having actually the rib-off. I love this.
Okay, I gotta tell you, Bowler, your son has become one of my favorite people.
You like DJ?
Oh, my gosh.
Good man.
So, you know, I'm tasting some of these wings, and he's like, it's this sauce. He's over there.
Yeah.
Like, he's working like a chemistry student right now. Different sauces, different rubs, different – I saw him change out three different kinds of wood chips out of a Traeger. He's like, no, I was going to go with the apple, but it's not right. I think I might try the almond. Almond's a little too harsh. I'm going to go to the temporary blend. Did you raise this guy this?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I tell you, he learned a lot of this from his granddad, who they moved out from Kansas City about 15 years ago. And so dad brought some barbecue experience with him. Plus, he traveled and went to school in Kansas at Kansas State, so barbecue central, right, in Kansas City and beyond.
Yeah.
So he's got his taste buds pretty much geared up.
Oh, the Kansas City barbecue.
Oh, it's good.
But I think Scotty and Bob and Sam, the whole crew over here, you know, Logan. I've heard Logan's the underdog, but I've heard Logan has put together some great ribs over there. Jim, have you been able to judge any of these kinds of competitions?
No, this is a first for me, so I appreciate the offer to have me out here.
Are you eating at all lately? Because what are you, down to 120 pounds? I mean, Bowler, what are we doing here? I mean,
well, I tell you what, you can get fattened up a little bit on just one meal or two, right?
Hey, while I'm talking to Jim,
yeah,
Bowler, I want you to bust open this fork here.
Okay.
This is some smoked white cheddar mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
I want you to taste that.
Oh, that looks good.
That's a shell and cheese smoked white cheddar. And I'm telling you, it is just fireworks in your mouth kind of flavor. So Jim, are you nervous about this? Like, do you look at Scotty and think, man, I got to figure out when Scotty – because, you know, each one of these plates is going to be unnamed.
There's a lot of pressure. I know what's at stake here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's a lot of pride in winning basketball games, but the pride that goes into having the best barbecue, it matches, you know, winning a basketball game.
I also want to paint the picture down here, and I want everybody to understand everything's under protocol. We're all socially distanced. We got the smoker spread out. We're outside. The food is all protected. And it's just one of those beautiful days, and we're taking care of business. We're going to continue to smoke that meat because we can, and our competition is all ready. Do you have a favorite in the fight here, Bowler? Do you believe that anybody's kind of –
Well, as I listen to you – and Scotty, you guys talk food constantly.
Yeah, we do.
So I know there's an expertise that is there for both of you men.
Yeah, yeah.
Scotty is my outside favorite, but I believe that Scotty over here has a way about him. Scotty, you're in the competition, right?
Scotty's a wild card.
He's a wild card.
He's a wild card entry.
But, you know, I'm watching Scott Gerard stalk his prey.
I know.
And he is, like, looking, and I think he is intimidating most of these people here. Bob Casper, he's got the Masters chef's apron on. That's intimidating. But I think Gerard, to me, just looks like he wants to control the situation. Right? Am I spot on that?
Yeah, man, it's a great analysis.
You know, Hans, I was trying to figure out who my leader was going to be going into the competition, but I don't think I see anybody wearing any Jazz gear. So I'm not sure that there's any. I'm not sure I have a leader right now. I'm not seeing any Jazz gear over there.
Outside of the Jazz gear, you're not even going to the next level and seeing Utah gear.
You're not seeing Utah gear, you know.
Jim, great point. Way to point that out.
I mean, you could have helped your cause out if you would have done your homework.
That would be part of the presentation, right? Or of the platter setup if you had some Jazz
wouldn't that be nice?
Gear on it.
Yeah, some Jazz gear.
Oh, we got some on the table over here.
Some type of flair. Yeah, anybody wants to come out and grab some Jazz gear, we've got that out here. I told Scotty, I said, it might be smart to stuff a $100 bill in between each rib so as the judge bites into the rib, they get a Benjamin.
That does it for me.
Sold.
That's what I told him.
Winner.
Well, if I bite into a Benjamin, somebody's getting the vote.
Winner, winner.
I'm going to say, Scotty, can I taste one more rib?
No, I'm not so sure. Let me try another one.
Take the 100. That'd be two bills, Scotty. That's all I need.
Three racks in and $2,000 later, you got a vote. I mean, that's just how it's going to go. So, all right, so I'm getting some directions here from Johnny Lightfoot. Johnny, throw on your mic. What are we looking at here? What are we trying to do?
We are ready for everyone to start the judging process.
Okay, so the competition's ready.
It's ready. It's ready to roll.
The ribs are plated?
They're plated. They have each one in front of them, so it's time for Boulder Jack and everyone else to sit down.
All right, so how about we do this? How about we do this so we can kind of set up the scene? Let's take a quick break. We'll get the judges positioned. We'll get the mics on. We'll get Alana. I know I'm so excited to catch up with you and get your thoughts and ideas. Oh my gosh, look at these ribs. They are perfection. So we'll set this up. We'll get a couple of bites in. We'll get the judging going, and we're going to get this thing underway. We're here at Ace Hardware in Cottonwood, 6249 South Highland Drive. Come down, you can watch this thing live. It's the judging. Coming up next.
This is DJ and PK.
Joining us now, former BYU receiver Dylan Colley.
The quarterbacks that I've been around are John Beck, Max Hall, some of the greatest of all time at BYU. I grew up around them. I watched them. And then to be able to see Zach Wilson and the way that he prepares, his attitude, the work ethic, the ability and want to get better every single day, and then you match that with his actual physical ability, there's not a whole lot standing in his way to be that for BYU. And I do think that he will end up being one of the greatest of all time at BYU, if not the greatest quarterback.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10. Presented by WCF Insurance. Reminding you to be careful out there. On 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
All right, we are back, and we are live at the rib tasting competition. Now, we've talked a lot about our smokers that we've had out here today. Couple of listeners, obviously Bob Casper and Scott Gerard. One of our listeners, Logan, he's got his ribs out here on display, gorgeous, falling off the bone. I'm also looking at one of our listeners, Sam. He's been out here since about 5:30 this morning, brought his son out as a sous chef, so they've been working together, saucing these ribs up. They look classic and yummy, falling off the bone. All of these look incredible. But now I want to take a second and introduce our amazing judges, because we do have one of the most incredible panels of judges that you could ever meet. We started out with Jim Olson. We've introduced him. We've talked to him. Jim, you started in on rib one, right? How, just rib one. Kind of give me an explanation. How was it?
If all of them are at this level, I'm going to have a hard time. They're all going to win.
They're all going to win.
Yeah, this is off the charts.
Okay, and I've got Andrea Urban here, who I'm excited to have on the competition committee here from Fox 13. She does a great job. Andrea,
You're rib one in?
I'm rib one in, and it already fell off the bone, so I'm enjoying myself here.
It's almost fork-worthy, isn't it?
I mean, we're using hands all day today. These fingers are getting gross.
That a girl. So Andrea's killing it over here. And then, obviously, Lana Brophy, who is another one of our celebrity judges. Alana, first of all, anybody that needs their weathercast, they go to Channel 4. I mean, that's just where you go nowadays. So I want to know, just tasting this rib, Alana, what's it like? What are you thinking?
Off the bat, it looks beautiful, and I take the first bite, and all I think, epic.
Epic? Yes!
And we're all ready. We're off to a good start, because I feel like it's going to be a tough competition, and they all look amazing, but yeah, they are tasting.
Is it robust, too?
Phenomenal. The flavor is there, so I can appreciate that. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to get real when it comes to the definition, and that's where it's at right now.
Does this have anything to do with you?
Well, so Lana, Scotty and I actually take a lot of your tweets, and we just take some of those words. We use them in our sports cast.
I know. They don't make fun of me. Just clarify.
No.
They're Team Alana.
What's crazy is when you say there's going to be an epic storm, Scotty and I are like, yeah, epic. And then it comes in, and Scotty's under 3 feet of snow, and I'm trying to call my kids to get the driveway scraped off. And then, obviously, Craig Buller-Jack down here at the end of the table, he just been into number one. So Buller, I want you to describe this. Did number one have a barbecue sauce? Is that just a rub?
Well, it looked like to me that it's a little sweet sauce. It's kind of a glazed.
Okay.
It's glazed. I had two samples. The first one maybe was the killer, but I'm going to continue on to number two, three, and four. Look, the first one is Knockout City, right? I like it.
Is it? Is it killer?
It's killer.
Oh, man.
I mean, this is really a highlight of my whole month, by the way.
I'm buckling up.
This really
by
is
the way, I was going to ask, what's the weather forecast for today? Can you do a quick one?
Oh, Craig, come on. Give me a break. Hazy, crazy hazy. Let's go that route, right? Southwesterly winds starting to pick up for the rest of the day. Gusts up to 35 miles per hour. I say we see the last 90 today. The cloud cover may want to argue with me, but that's where we're at.
Did you say the last 90?
Could be the last one.
You might be my best friend.
Wow, hey, the last 90.
Yeah, just give me 50s and 60s the rest of my life. No sun, 50s and 60s, and I'm going to be a happy man. Can we stop ever using the word nor'easter? That's become a word in forecasting that drives me nuts.
First of all, you're watching the wrong region if that's what you're hearing all the time.
That's the national.
We don't get those in Utah, so don't you sweat it.
I'm gonna never sweat the nor'easter ever again.
For you.
I'm gonna never sweat again. Okay, Andrea, step up to the mic on this.
Oh hi, hello, Andrea. How are you?
Andrea from Fox 13.
Yes, sir.
I want to know, as you're judging the rib, what are you looking for as an experienced rib and barbecue eater and fan? What are you looking for from your perfect rib?
Right, a connoisseur, if you must say. Yeah, I'm looking for it to fall off the bone.
Okay, so you like the fall off the bone.
Yeah, I don't want to even deal with the bone. Get it off immediately. Right. And I also want to be able to taste the meat. I don't want the smokiness to overpower the taste of the rib.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Very
she
good.
What she's doing.
So
she
that
knows.
takes the right wood chip because the wrong wood chip is going to force the smoke into that pork, and you're not even going to be able to taste the actual base of that meat.
You understand?
Yes.
You get where I'm coming
Absolutely.
From.
Absolutely.
It's all with reason. Exactly.
And I'm with you. What about sauce? Do you like the sauce or do you like a dry rib?
You know, earlier after trying some of these wings, I thought maybe I could be converted to dry rib, but I definitely want sauce all over the place.
Okay.
So that's what we're going for. So far, pretty saucy.
Good. I've seen it. I've seen it. It looks like, and Jim, I'm going to come back to you. Jim Olson, president of Jazz Entertainment, and the Utah Jazz. I'm just looking at your display here. Are all of them sauced? Did anybody go just a dry, or did every one of them have a sauce on it?
I think they all have a little sauce on them. Yeah.
I think we got
sauce.
All of them are sauced across the board, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, they're looking good.
Incredible ribs going on right now. Obviously, if you're just tuning in, the rib tasting competition or the rib smoking competition, Scotty G, man. Bob Casper, everybody in on this competition, smoking the best ribs they can. And we've got the celebrity judges here that are tasting these ribs. And I'm just looking back here on the grills. We do have a couple of wild card ribs that might come in a little bit later. I want to know this, you guys, as you go into the rib, Craig, as you're getting into the kind of the meat of the rib, are you a guy that likes a big, thick, meat bite, or do you like just kind of that thinner, more like glazed out style rib?
I like for it to fall off the bone. I don't want to have a big chunk. I want to take it off and kind of just let it fall apart, and then I just take it and go from there.
Oh, man.
You know, in competition barbecue, they do want a little bit of a bite to their ribs. So I'm just saying, just,
are you,
you know,
trying to help yourself?
No, I'm just saying,
yes,
like,
yes, yes, yes.
If it's not completely fall off, but I don't think that's
going
to be
what,
held against,
I think,
anybody.
All, the first three ribs I've had, they have all had fall off bonability.
So number one fell off?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Good.
Yeah.
Scotty.
Hey, hands. Look. Hands, Scotty. I'm filing a protest. I think Scotty's influencing the crowd a little
Scotty,
too much.
He's lurking.
He's straight out of the SEC football. Like, if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
I should have saved him from himself and never given him the mic. I knew that.
Jim, what you're telling him is
to
step back or step off.
Yeah. The judges obviously getting going on these ribs. And Scotty, I'm just looking at this. First of all these ribs are beautiful.
No, I mean, everybody knocked it out, and there's nobody straggling coming in late like the Pac-12. I mean, everybody's doing.
Well,
everybody
done.
Came in with their A game. They're right out of the gate, and it looks great. I mean, we've all tasted each other's ribs. They're all incredible. So, the old proverbial: there's no losers today, except for somebody's going to be a loser. There's going to be three of us.
There's no losers in this. You guys are all top of the rib world. And then I'm looking at this, too, and I think that the store may have provided this. You've got some barbecue baked beans on the side that can kind of mix up maybe between the rib. I would almost suggest staying away from the barbecue bean between the rib and maybe getting in on some of that smoked mac and cheese. We've got a cheddar smoked mac and cheese with the elbow mac, and then we've got a white cheddar smoked mac and cheese with the shell. And, you know, both of them incredible. You can taste that smoke in it. So maybe that gets the palate a little bit more ready for number three and number four. Jim's over here looking like he's full.
Yeah, I am.
Are you hitting a wall?
I've had like a rib and a half and a couple bites of mac and cheese, and I'm full.
That's what happens when you're 120 pounds and getting ready for a 100-mile bike ride.
Yeah, I wish. I'll finish, though.
Okay, you are going to get through them?
I'm going to get through.
Power through.
I'll get there.
Yeah, you keep finishing through the rib. I'm just looking over here at Lana Brophy's tray. She's got number one and number two tasted and down.
I'm not here for just tasting. I'm eating the rib.
Oh, okay.
Like, so I just want you to know. Yeah. Like, I mean, that's delicate. And I know we're all looking for the nuances of the rib. I'm eating the whole rib.
Okay, yeah.
Because that's what you do when someone slaves over a smoker. You eat the whole rib, and it is delicious.
I've noticed that. I've noticed Lana is cleaning that rib absolutely clean. Her first rib. It is stripped down, almost looks like hyena's got a hold of it.
It was very, very good.
Yeah,
and just so you know, that most of her, when she eats, all that flies to me because the wind's blowing to the right.
Yeah.
So I'm covered with her, you know.
He's never been happier.
With the viciousness
like,
of eating.
Another one. Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm downwind, right?
Scotty, how much fun is this? I mean, could there be a better day of sports radio?
Honestly, it's been so much fun because, you know, we were here. Bob and I and these competitors showed up at about 5:45, 6 a.m., and everybody's been hanging out. We've had a great time, and having Jay Hill and Gary Anderson on and talking, Jay Hill running smack about his wife's ribs. Yeah. Tell you what, everybody's personal about barbecue. It's kind of a window into your soul, and it's kind of a test of who you are as a man based on what you're able to do on a barbecue. So, I mean, that you put a little bit of you're a little vulnerable when you put your barbecue out there. And some of us chose to compete, and some of us shied away and decided not to be a part of this.
I want to talk about that, Hans.
You know, some of us know what we're good at.
You invited me out to your house a couple of years ago, and you and Scotty did some serious barbecue.
Well,
oh, was it just you, Scotty?
Brought the ribs.
Where were you, Hans?
I ate the ribs.
You ate it.
I was there eating, if you remember.
How come I haven't been invited back again?
Actually, you got a little bit busy then. But I've noticed you've slowed it down, so maybe we bring you back. Just do one rack.
You say I'm coming.
We'll get you out there, man. Bob Casper hanging out with us as well. And Bob, you're kind of watching the judges eat the ribs. You know, what's going through your head right now?
They look like they're enjoying it. You sure looked like you enjoyed it when I brought you one over. Hey,
by the way, you brought the rib over. I was supposed to judge, and you brought the rib over. I stepped.
Your judgment.
I stepped away from the competition so that I could kind of work the mic and let Scotty sit back. But so, Bob, you got your rib completed. How did you feel about the final product? I'll tell you, I tried the final product, and I'm telling you, it's world class. World class.
Yeah, I was pleased with it. I was really pleased.
Hey, Scotty, about you, how about you? The final product, were you pleased with what you pulled off the Traeger?
I give it probably about a 7.5 out of 10 on what I've done. But I'm kind of curious to know. I want to go through these other ribs, Bowler, and let's see what you think on 2, 3, and 4. You already said one was
well. We already know
really
Scotty
good, right?
is the number one rib.
We don't know that.
I'll be honest with you. We just had a little conference, the three of us here, and Jim's too far down the road here for me to talk with.
He was chewing.
But they all have a great quality to them.
Can you tell a lot of difference between them?
You know, very little.
Really?
Yeah. I'll be honest. There's not a lot of difference. The taste, the tenderness. What else are we judging here? Texture. They're all very similar. It's going to be a tight race. I'm not just saying that, but... They're all. If someone's put a plate or a rack of ribs in front of me of any of these four, they'll be gone.
All right.
So whoever doesn't come out on top, know that you still produced a great flavor, great taste.
Sounds like you're letting me down easy.
Okay,
but let's talk about this. If
Scotty, I think, really wants his title.
If number one was the Miami Heat and number two was the Boston Celtics. Who's ahead right now?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's going to, I'm sorry. It's right now it's going to overtime. There's 98 all, 5 minutes left in OT, or you know.
Oh, that's
and I think right over here is the Denver Nuggets, maybe it's number three. Yeah. You know, and the Lakers, well, I'm not sure.
Oh man. It really is an incredible display of rib smoking, great shells and cheese, some amazing barbecue baked beans. I want to tell everybody out there, you know, this Ace Hardware and the store down here, it really is the hub of smoking. You know, I'm just looking at the table with all the sauces and all the rubs. I'm surrounded almost a full 360 of Traeger grills, different levels, different types of Traeger grills, all the Traeger pellets, all the needs that you have for your smoking world, you're going to find it down here at this Ace and the store. So make sure you come down, come check out the competition. I'm sure we're going to have some leftover ribs, so you can grab some of these ribs and hang out, meet the world-famous Johnny Lightfoot, shake hands with Scotty G, the incredible Scotty G, and we will be nominating the Lord of the Ribs coming up here shortly here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone on The Zone Sports Network.
This is DJ and PK.
In college at San Diego State, a guy texts in, my neighbors the Hughes thought about naming their son after Marshall Faulk. Thought about it? Why didn't they do it?
You're not catching on, Dave. What's their last name? You're just so
naive. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was going for Marshall U.
No.
Oh, I got it now. Sorry. My bad.
You're so freaking naive, Dave.
This is why we love you.
You're not exactly a street smart guy.
Marshall U's not that bad.
No. I think it's more the last name.
So you
name.
Really like the Thunder and Herd, do you?
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10. Presented by
back here to Scotty, 97.5, 12 to The Zone. Having a blast down here at Ace. Beautiful Friday. I hope everybody's enjoying their Friday. Scotty has worked up an incredible competition here, and The Zone has put together a really fun event. We've got celebrity judges out here that include Andrea Urban off Fox 13, Lana Brophy off Channel 4. We've got the famous Craig Bowler Jack who's hanging out. Hey, Bowler's already gone to the toothpick. Like, he's calling it good.
I'm sitting back.
Oh, man, Bowler.
Are you shutting it down, Bowler? Is that the sign you're done?
No, I just had a clean out half.
the debris field.
Oh. Hey, Lloyd said he needs to run over a Heffenweisen for you to top all this.
Okay, yeah. I like it.
Buller is scraping off about half a pig out of those teeth, man.
I literally just saw a rib bone come out of Buller's teeth. So we've got, obviously, Jim Olson as well, who's hanging out and judging. And Scotty, judges, smokers alike, the scores are in.
Woo.
I actually have the scores right here in my chubby hands. My chubby rib sauce-filled fingers. By the way, I'm getting sauce all over these scores. And Johnny Lightfoot is going to help us tally things up as we put these together.
Oh, you know, I thought you were making the announcement right now.
No. These are all just kind of scored out from each of the judges, and Johnny's going to score these out, do the totals, and then we will have the official number. Scotty, I also want to tell you that the judges are anonymous, as are the smokers. So you won't be able to identify which.
Hand me over those scorecards there.
Don't look at the writing.
Well, no, you can kind of tell what's going on here.
Scotty's over here trying to figure out which writing is whose writing.
Yeah.
So each of the ribs. Scotty's over here acting like it's a golf scorecard. You can't erase the pin, Scotty.
Yeah, Scotty, if you do change the score, disqualified.
Yeah, you're out, man.
Gone.
You can't sign your name on a faulty scorecard. Each of the ribs, Scotty, would you like to talk about how each of the ribs were judged?
Looks like texture, flavor, and tenderness were the scores in which the classifications. So whoever this one doesn't know in much about texture, so throw this one away.
Stop. Get that off the floor. Don't throw it down. Get that out of the garbage.
But, yeah, no, I think this is a good way to try to analyze this thing and see where we're at. But this is great.
Well, I'm just looking kind of – and I know you're doing a brief look here as well. I'm just looking at the numbers, and this is going to be
going down to the wire.
It is. Yeah. It is going to be a tight, tight race. So I'm going to hand these scorecards over to Johnny. Johnny, I just need you to tally the number on each of the ribs, the total of the tenderness, the flavor, and the texture. You total up those numbers, and then you total up the four judges, and that's how we come to the conclusion.
You need me to help?
Of the Lord of the Ribs. We'll let Johnny Lightfoot do it. By the way, Scotty, where did this all come from? Where did this originate?
This is the brainchild of one DJ Bullerjack. DJ put this thing together, and, you know, it's been fun. Kurt and Jeff and all these guys have done just a tremendous job of putting this thing together, and it's been fun to be a part of it. And I think we got to give a lot of credit to Jeff and the crew over there at the store. I mean, it's a beautiful facility, this Ace Hardware. Everything you need for barbecue is right here. You just walk in and go down the stairs. You checked out the barbecue cavern they had down there.
Yeah, the cavern's incredible. It's just a beautiful thing. You got to come down and experience. Hey, Jim, step up to that mic really quick. I just saw you take a bite of those baked beans, that smoked baked bean.
Yeah, why weren't those in the competition?
Yeah, tell me about that. It's a multi-bean smoked bean, right? You got it looks like three different kinds of beans in there.
That was unbelievable.
It looks like you got some chopped peppers that are in there.
Yeah, it had a kick
beans
to it.
Real good.
Does it
really good?
Oh yeah.
Bowler, do the beans have some meat in it?
Yes. Yeah. And it's I love the bacon. I love the beans, and I tell you what, it has a really nice kick, not overpowering but tasty.
Okay. And Jeff, I guess Scott, or should I ask DJ? Were these beans smoked? Are these a smoked bean? It's a Dutch oven bean.
Wow.
That's good.
Oh, this was brought in by our listener, Sam. All right, so Sam put together the beans as well. I also had some of his brown sugar bacon that he did.
Hey,
as well.
Hans, do we have any Rolaids or Tums?
No Rolaids.
I brought the toothpicks.
Yeah.
No Rolaids, no Tums.
Andrea, beautiful job.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Wait, so who brought – Andrea or Lana brought the toothpicks?
I brought the toothpicks.
Man.
Andrea's all about it. She brought floss. It wasn't just the toothpicks.
It's the toothpick floss. With the floss on the end of it.
Hey, let's get specific. These are the plackers, girls. I've got bad tooth problems. These are the plackers. These are the real deal. These are the ones that work with big-time barbecue. Okay, so Lana, did you try the mac and cheese? What did you think of the mac and cheese?
Okay, I haven't met a mac and cheese I don't like.
Okay.
We're going to start there. But I have to be honest and say that this was phenomenal. I was like lean and white cheddar, but then I had some of the regular, and I was like, these are on point. Very rich in flavor.
Good.
Tasted very, very good. This is my second serving.
Yep. Nice.
And I'm going to finish it before I go.
I love it, yeah. Man.
I think you need a to-go box, too.
Yeah. I just finished my second serving.
Yeah.
Dinner. I was told there would be extra.
Yeah, exactly. Oh.
Andrea, is that for real, your second serving?
I'm not kidding.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And by the way, there's plenty of the number one ribs. Oh, no, you guys are done scoring. Never mind.
Yeah, there's no need
Scotty,
anymore.
You're a politician. I mean, come on. That's awesome.
I am cracking up, though.
He
because
chimes in at just the right time.
I don't know for sure, but I think I overheard Scotty saying to Jim, I'll do the next 2 years of radio for free if we can get a vote out of this thing. I mean, there was some level of
And we have a winner.
Oh, my gosh, that's so funny. All right, so Johnny Lightfoot working on the scores of the ribs here. What did you say, Johnny?
Mine was on the first page.
Somebody missed a score? Okay.
No, we're good.
Nope.
We're close to making an announcement here.
Yeah, we're very close to making the announcement. So Scotty, you know, we're looking at Bob. We've got Logan. We've got Sam. Just talk about the level of competition that came in for the ribs today.
Well, I think that you got guys that really know their stuff. Like Sam has been tweeting us pictures of his barbecue forever. And he's a great listener, huge fan of the radio station. We can't thank him enough. He's always great there with a funny tweet, and he always loves to send us pictures of what he's been smoking. And I tell you what, I was watching Bob and I kind of had the same kind of technique, and you can tell Bob and I had kind of talked to the same kind of people when it came to barbecue. But Sam had his own technique and his own way of doing things, and it was really impressive. And the sauce that he made at home was ridiculous.
That's an original sauce, Sam? Nice.
And then you got Logan, who is the disciple of one Chad, is it Curtis? Chad Ward, that's right, the Traeger
Chad
guy.
Ward.
And you and I talked to him for, what, about an hour on the air.
Until he told us he's done talking to us.
Until he said, and then the restraining order kicked in.
Yeah.
But that guy's the godfather of barbecue and has been with Traeger for a long time. So he's got all of his tricks, all of his secrets, and it was really fun watching him do his thing. But then looking at Bob Casper, and Bob's just, he's a machine. I mean, he's like Tiger Woods, 1997, out there, just right down the fairway. Cameron Drew, a Bam Bam barbecue.
Yeah, he is, isn't he? He's got that swagger.
He's
and
got
confidence.
That swagger.
Yeah.
He's not begging for votes like I am. He knows. He knows where it's at.
Hey, so Scotty, just to help me understand the art of smoking ribs, you never marinate a rib, right?
No. Well, the closest thing that I'll do is I'll put the rub on, wrap it and then let it sit overnight.
Okay.
You know, for about 5 or 6 hours. So if you want to equate that to marinating, but that's about as close as I'll get to it.
Okay. And then what is kind of the go-to idea of saucing a rib?
Normally what I'll do is I don't necessarily sauce the rib, is I'll put some of the juices that come off the rib while you're cooking it that are in the tinfoil, and then I'll baste it in that. So
okay.
It kind of it creates its own sauce. And then today I was getting a little nervous, so I put a little bit of sauce on. Usually I don't do that though.
You did. Did you have a sauce that you identified? Is there a go-to sauce for Scotty?
No, not really.
Okay.
Just
something to
Well,
sauce.
I know Bowler's Kansas City guy, and so I kind of went more sweeter because I got to imagine Bowler would probably prefer more
the molasses?
A little bit more of a sweeter barbecue sauce. Uh-huh. I don't know if that worked or not, Bowler.
No.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
They're all great.
Scotty, the scores
except
are
that
in.
Number one.
This truck needs to stop backing up.
The scores are in. Yeah. Lana, we're gonna see if the truck can stop backing up here. Actually, this may be the buzzers alerting us to the fact that the scores are officially in. The scores are in. And I would like to get the smokers around the table and kind of in the area here. I see Bob. There's Logan. Where's Sam? There's Sam.
There's Sam.
And we got Scotty. All right. You know what? I'm not going to be the one that reads these scores.
Oh, no.
I'm going to give the job, and I'm going to give it to Craig Bowler Jack.
Yeah.
Bowler is going to be the one that reads the totals from these ribs. And, Bowler, if you'll start at number four and read up to number one, we've got a lot of strong men here.
Yes.
Guys that can handle the pressure.
I'd like to congratulate everybody here and congratulate all of our judges. Let's go now with our fourth place winner, rib number two. Rib number two.
Rib number two comes in at a total of 47 points. That is the culmination of a 1 through 5 scoring on texture, flavor and what was the other one? Tenderness.
Tenderness, yes. Our third place winner with a whopping score of 50 is rib number 4.
Rib number 4 comes in third place.
Third place with a very impressive score of 54. Rib number 1.
Oh, Bob! Attaboy.
And our rib-off winner, Bob Casper, with a score of 59, Ooh. Takes the championship on this Friday Ooh. Afternoon.
Awesome. That is awesome.
Okay, so I do need to mention that 59, that's out of a total of 60 points given.
Holy smokes.
So that is
Who was the one that only gave him a 4 on something?
No. No, I promise.
Oh, my gosh.
I went
5s
across the board, so.
Hey, I just want to take a quick second and tell you guys, Bob, Sam, Logan, Scotty, incredible competition, incredible work. I mean, seriously, coming together. And then to each of our judges for coming out and giving their time, I know that this is a huge sacrifice to come out and partake of some of the best barbecue and smoked mac and cheese and baked beans. So thanks for stepping away from your jobs and coming out and helping us host. And I'll just kind of go through it. Jim, your final thoughts on this?
Well, I'm pretty convinced that some of the kick in that barbecue is going to be enough to kill COVID for the day. we may have a new remedy.
Yeah, we could cure the state.
We can. No, you know, thanks to everybody involved. Thanks to everyone that supports. You know, the 1280 and the Jazz and all we're trying to do. And it was a fun day. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're so grateful that you'd come out here, boss. We really appreciate everything you do and a great job on the competition. And I'm not going to ask who you voted for. We're going to leave that.
Well, I think it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, I think it's pretty obvious. And to our next judge, Andrea Urban from Fox 13. Andrea, you've wiped out the mac and cheese.
Well,
You've cleaned up on the beans. You've got the ribs down. Just kind of give us your overall experience of the rib tasting competition today.
Yeah, honestly, when I was asked to be a part of this, I was honored. Probably one of my highest moments in my life was being a part of this rib cook-off. So
that's awesome.
I look forward to this all week long. But I just rate this experience as amazing, truly. I ate too many wings to start my morning. I had wings for breakfast. I had mac and cheese for brunch.
And Andrea got here early.
Yeah, I had mac and cheese for brunch, and then I had beans and ribs for lunch. So going into high school football tonight, I will be moving a little bit slower on the sideline.
Gosh, man. Well, just think of it. It's kind of the Atkins with a high level of carbohydrates as well.
I mean, sure.
Yeah, just think of it that way. Andrea, you were fantastic.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely a loyal judge, and we appreciate you. Next, Lana Brophy, Channel 4. Lana, thank you for coming out and participating. Trying to just wrap up your experience here as a celebrity judge.
Well, I feel like every rib was phenomenal. Truthfully, I feel like if you were to make these and hand them out to anyone, you've got a forecast of 100% of success at any party that you
forecast.
Go to. There you go, just a little bit. And I also see sunny skies for anybody who gets leftovers because this is legit. No, I am so flattered to be here and so happy to support the zone and be part of this. But all the hard work that went into these ribs, I feel like one of the luckiest people in Salt Lake because I'm one of the benefactors leaving with a full stomach. So thank you.
Lana, we're the benefactor because you do an amazing job. Both you and Andrea are fantastic on your cast, and we appreciate you. And then last but not least, our judge down here at the end of the table, Craig Bullard. Jack, wrap up this experience for us, Bullard.
Well, I'm overwhelmed, basically, and I'm with Jim. I think I'm going to feel this around 5:30, 6 o'clock this afternoon, and I'll do my best to remedy that. But, hey, it was so fun hanging out with the judges and all the fun people here. Congratulations, Bob. I'm telling you, it may have been the Masters apron.
What I think. Yeah.
You know what? I mean, it looks, you know what? It's intimidating because I think Scotty maybe, Scotty, were you a little intimidated? No.
Oh, yeah. No, he threw me off my game early.
Okay.
Did he show up in the Masters?
Oh, yeah. Like when we were prepping, he had that thing on.
And does Bob win anything?
Well,
do you win anything? Hey, I've got 4 movie tickets to the Megaplex movie theaters for you. Is that all right?
Yay! I did.
Is that all we got? Let's come up with more.
I guarantee you Bob's going to go watch Karate Kid.
I got a dollar. Jim, I got a dollar bill. I got a dollar bill in my money clip.
Boy, you got a lot more than that.
Oh, okay. And by the way, I'm looking forward, Jim, I know you are too, one day soon, Jazz basketball returns.
It will be back.
It's coming. I do want to, and thanks to the judges, Sam, if you'll step up and take the mic just really quick, I want to talk to you. So Sam Elhada, one of our judges out here, and Sam, just talk to me about the process, getting the nomination to come out and smoke and then being out with the guys all day.
Well, first of all, this morning I complained about waking up at 4:30. And my wife informed me that I did beg to get on here with you guys yesterday. And I did. It's true. I begged on Twitter, and I'm happy I did. It was a blast.
Good.
It was so much fun just being here, using these awesome Traegers. I don't have a fancy one like this at home. So it was just a blast. I loved every bit of it. And getting to know Scotty G better, just hanging out. The judges are awesome. It was a good time.
Well, Sam, you're a great man. You're a great smoker. We appreciate you, and thanks. Your ribs were great, and we really do appreciate that. And then we've got Logan down here. Logan, one of our participant listeners. Logan, what did you think of your overall experience?
Well, the experience itself was amazing. I did take fourth place, which I'm a little disappointed about, but I was using Lloyd's Grill. So I think that has something to do with it. It was a blast. It was great to meet all you guys.
It's the cooker.
I want to know why your ribs came out tasting like tequila. That's weird.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was great. Logan,
smoke them if you've got them.
Great job in the competition. We appreciate you and Sam.
Make sure you give those to Bob.
And I'm gonna talk to Scotty, and then we'll talk to the champion here in just a second.
Should we go to break?
Nope, we got plenty of time.
Oh, we got plenty.
Wow. Scotty, great job on the competition. I know you put a lot of work into this. Are you disappointed with second?
No, not at all. Not one bit.
I was gonna
because
say.
As soon as I saw Bob roll up and he showed up, he took off the green jacket and then put on the green apron. And I'm like, oh, we got a problem here.
Yeah.
We got a problem.
Yeah, I know.
Artistic license in there.
And you know, the problem is, like, I knew that Bob could smoke us all in brisket.
Yeah.
But I thought I might have a chance with the ribs. And, no, that wasn't going to happen.
Well, what's tough is, you know, whether we're taking on Bob on a golf course, we're taking on Bob with brisket.
Can you stop being so good
we're
at
taking
everything?
We're taking on Bob with a hairline.
I know.
We're taking on Bob.
I got you both beat with the hairline,
You've got it all, Bob. And so, Bob, coming to our champion, tell us about this whole process. What'd you think? Did you have fun?
I had a great time.
Did you ever doubt the outcome?
I did.
Oh,
yes.
You did?
Yes, I did.
But
they
happy.
came out pretty good.
It was great. It was a great rib, Bob. I was able to taste them.
I felt pretty good until he's like, hey, try these sauces I'm going to put on the end. And what I told Bob, I can't say on the radio, but that did happen, though, right?
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
When did you taste the sauce? This morning?
Before we even started prepping.
My gosh. Bob Casper, Real Golf Radio. If you're not listening to it, you're not.
You got to listen tomorrow morning, 6 to 9.
What do you got on the show tomorrow?
We got Troy Merritt.
Nice.
We've got Ann Liguria from New York. She's with, WFAN? In New York?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she does updates and all the major golf championships with WFAN in New York City. Then we've got the caddy, and we're trying to catch up to Boyd Summerhayes.
Nice. Very
so
cool.
Make sure you tune into Real Golf Radio. He and BT, they've been doing it longer and better in this market than anybody. So a little bit of U.S. Open update.
Who are you taking, by the way?
I picked Justin Thomas.
Oh, that's right. You did take
Stan,
it, yeah.
Stan with
and Xander Schauffele.
Yeah. Right. Yep. And obviously Justin Thomas currently leading the field. So, Bob, thank you for doing it. To all the judges, thank you so much. Scotty, it was incredible.
This was a blast. Can't wait for round number two. Can't wait to lose to Bob again.
Briskets?
Oh, no.
Well, I want to.
Pulled pork?
I want to judge the competition. by the way, all four of the competitors today in the rib smoke off are getting a gift card to the store.
I have one.
You got one? There's one for Logan. And there's one for
Sam.
Scotty. And Sam's got his. So there you go. You've got all the competitors that got their store gift cards. And, Scotty, I'll let you send it to break.
Let's do it. Big thanks to everyone who helped us out. By the way, the store, tremendous, Ace Hardware. And remember, they got the tri-tip special going on. You come by, you pick up a tri-tip, and then you get a rack of ribs for free. It goes throughout today only. Right on. Let's
today
make it
only.
Happen.
Okay.
All right. Coming up next is the Big Show. Jake and Gordon, right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best for life.